Pet Food Alpha!
Wow, Mom! The Thumbreeze Festival this year is so much fun! So many adventurers all around!
Yes, honey. Just stick close and don't talk to any strangers now.
Whoa, Mom! It's a dark night! A real dark night!
Hey, kid. How's it going? Are you enjoying the festival?
I sure am, Mr. Dark Knight. Wow, you're so cool!
Thanks, kid.
Is it true? All the kids at school and my mom say Dark Knights are emo.
What did you just say, kid?
Oh, dear. I'm sorry, mister. I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
Sure I do, Mom. You told me Dark Knights are so emo, they don't know how to change a light bulb, so they just sit in the dark and they cry.
I never said that.
What about when Dad said he wished his grass was emo like a Dark Knight so it would cut itself?
That's it, kid. Soul Eater, Last Resort, Blood Weapon, Guillotine!
No, my baby!
Oh, sh**.
You missed!
Well, that's true, too. You can't hit for sh**. You suck, mister.
Yeah, go suck off a moogle, kid.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, the podcast that brings you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
And today we have a special guest. He is Coben, and he joins us from the Fenrir server. He is a level 66 Dragoon. Why am I always surrounded by Dragoons?
Because Dragoons are awesome.
You say that.
Because Dragoons are better than Dark Knights.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
So many
Dragoons don't cut themselves.
Oh man.
Dragoons can change light bulbs too.
Exactly. We've got our Riverns to do it.
Awesome.
Speaking of which, that clip we just played for you, there's actually a rap that goes after that, but there's a lot of swearing and whatever, too much to edit out. But it was made by Chasm. I believe he was on, I want to say, the Phoenix server. He had some forums. So I went ahead and talked to him to see if we could get that on the show. Friend, I think actually, was it Coben? Was it you or was it Sammy that sent it?
It was Sammy.
Sammy Graystone. She's actually not with us tonight. She has she's at like some kid's birthday party. So
nice.
She wishes she could be here.
Doing a little PR. That's good.
With the 1 year old birthdays, yeah.
Yeah, so we asked him and he said no, but then we paid him a lot of money and then he said, okay, fine. No, that's not true.
I told him I was a Dragoon and he's like, dude, Dragoons are awesome.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. I like to pretend that he did.
Ah, Dragoons. Everywhere. Alright, well, welcome, Coben. Have you on the show. We got a couple bits of news items to go over today, and then we'll talk a little bit about, some other good stuff. Alright. So, what do you want to say about the, Azimuth Circle link there?
Square Enix is getting lazier by the minute.
Okay.
They have, with every, event or whatever, they go on the main website, they have, a little cute little banner with some tarus like the Sunbreeze Festival, and you click on it and it gives you all this information. And now they release this one. It says the Sunbreeze Festival Azimuth Circle, which is basically the quest you do to get the swimsuits and stuff like that. And when you click on it, it takes you to the exact same page that the Sunbreeze Festival banner takes you to.
Conspiracy.
It doesn't tell you anything about the quest.
Yeah, it's exact same post. It's not even a new post with a new date. It's the exact same post.
Okay, Fusion's getting mad. Okay.
Oh, I'll get mad later. Don't worry about
hey,
that.
Whoa. Okay, so as we all know, the Azimuth Circle is the quest where you have a partner, and the partner tells you what direction to go in to find a specific point.
Or tries to tell you.
Sometimes it's really hard to find the point that you're looking for because it would seem like the point is in the middle of the water or up on a hill that you can't get to.
Right.
Or in midair.
midair, exactly.
You get a double jump to get it.
It's actually not that difficult.
Yeah.
It's too easy, that's the problem.
But, yeah.
if you have friends that play the game that live in the general vicinity, go over to their house with your PS2 or your computer and just do it there when you're like right across from them. It's a lot easier that way.
Yeah, exactly.
I did that with Taken, he was on here last week. That's how we got ours when it first came out. He just points, he's like, no, dude, over there. I'm like, okay. Yeah, so much easier.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, right, you know, where the thing is with where
east,
the bridge.
Dude. That's
see the
it's
bridge.
Just east.
It's just east. Like, east. Okay, there's water there. I can't go in the water. Thank you. Okay, well, they didn't really say that much about what they're going to give you for the Athena Circle, but we did a little research, and we found out there are a couple of new yukatas this year.
Yeah, definitely.
There's the Onagimi yukata, which is for the females, and basically both of them, and there's the Otokogimi yukata, which is for the males, and they both dispense a firework of some kind.
Yes.
We're not really sure exactly what. But it doesn't
matter because it's a firework and they're fun.
No,
it's
listen.
It's a new kind of firework, though.
Yeah.
It's a new kind of firework. Here's the catch. Okay, the recast time for it is 7 days.
Dun, dun, dun.
It probably, like, blows up on a deal or something.
Seven days. Bomb. You can use it once, and then it's a
Mushroom Cloud firework.
7 day recast. Like, huh? It maybe it's a stack, though. Maybe it's a stack
maybe.
Of those things. And maybe you wouldn't need
like
it.
The Dream Hat plus one.
Or maybe
yeah,
it's
it gives
just
you
some uber
cookie.
Cool firework.
You're like, yay, a cookie.
Maybe
well,
it's
these
a goblin in a parachute or something.
Ooh, parachutes for the
Lol
win.
Lol parachute.
Well, these yukatas are cooler than the other ones because they obviously dispense something instead of just looking nice or giving you goldfishing scooping ability or whatever.
The one thing I'm kind of curious is the icons are the same as the previous yukatas,
yes,
but I wonder, you know, Square Enix reuses those little icons a lot.
Yet they
so I'm wondering if they're, you know, they color them differently or something.
Green.
Yeah, that's true. They use a lot of things a lot.
Color
they don't
changing. It wouldn't hurt anybody.
Or a mood.
They don't update things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Maybe they'll look a little bit different. Maybe they'll have a little bit of creativity.
Hopefully, yeah.
New flowers on it.
Yeah.
Either way, fireworks. Which reminds me, on our forums, I won't give it away, but I posted an interesting picture with me using a firework. Check it out.
It's great.
Oh dear, you didn't tell me this, so I'm gonna have to go check it out.
Yeah, if you look at it at first, it looks like it could be kind of painful, but.
Very painful.
It's all about the camera angles.
Okay, as long as it's PG-13, we'll be in good shape.
It's just a sparkler. I don't know what the big deal is. It's just a firework. The movie
so
gave it
weird.
To me.
All right. Well, that's the Sunbreeze Festival. We're obviously looking forward to it.
Definitely.
I guess the Azimuth Circle event starts on July 31st.
So that'll be that's Monday.
Yes.
Which is probably when most of you will be listening to this, so.
Yeah, so today, first, most of you.
Listen to us and
today.
Figure out what the heck to do.
Yeah, you know what I like? I like the little music that they have in the different areas for the Sunbreeze.
I don't get about that, though? Why do they do it in the desert?
Because they have fireworks that you can sit down and look at.
In the
Not
desert?
Not that you would sit down in the desert
Al-Tepa?
And...
In
El Tepe.
They have fireworks in the
West El Tepe desert.
You get
aggroed by a cactar when you're
you
sitting
can see
down
some
watching
fireworks in the background.
Fireworks. You're like, hey, that's not a firework. That's me getting aggroed by a cactar.
I mean, with the addition of the new areas, you know, they should include that into the seasonal
festivals,
really
should.
Not the desert.
Mm.
Nobody, like, I've only been there because I was doing some Xylart missions this week, and I was like, why?
Well, the people from Outergon clearly aren't hip enough for our little festivals yet. But maybe by Christmas, we will have had the influence to...
I want a frame head for my puppet that looks like a little Santa Claus head.
There you go.
Yeah.
There
That's
you
what
go.
I want. Make him look like an elf, and then you can dress up like Santa Claus.
Awesome.
That's an awesome idea.
It is.
Go around giving gifts to people.
We're
going to
write
anyway.
An email to Square on that one.
Moving
really.
Right along.
Moving
yeah.
right along. Fusion's
probably,
rant. Okay.
Wait, what about the
update? Oh, I'm sorry, you're
the
right.
Update, dude.
The update.
Like, the most important uber thing. Of things.
It was pretty uber. A lot of things changed.
A lot of stuff.
Lots and lots of stuff. Yeah, I'll let you start, and then I'll go with my little experience.
All right. Probably the biggest thing is the merit point abilities that they added. We got a list of the abilities and what they do on the forums. A lot of them are cool. Some of them are kind of dumb. Like kinda. Dragoon. Dragoon has some cool ones. We can throw spears now.
Yes. Oh, you can.
Argon. We can. Oh. And gone.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw it in Besiege, but I couldn't tell how much damage it did because I was in Besiege.
Yeah, so much lag. You can't even see. You can barely see yourself.
Oh, I know.
I read it's a 20% reduction.
That's what I heard. It ignores defense too. But once again, I couldn't see the result of the guy throwing it, so I don't know. There's also another trait called Empathy, where for those of you who haven't played Dragoon, there is a move called Spirit Link, which will take your character's hit points and take those and put them on your wyvern to heal it.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a thing where if you have this thing called Empathy and you Spirit Link, it'll give you the wyvern your buffs.
Wow. It's only one buff.
Oh, one buff?
Yes, and if you get the merits, it can go up to 3.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. So you can buff your wyvern now, which would be good for soloing.
How does it choose what... I wonder how it chooses what buff you
It's the last one that you did.
Okay, so you can tell your white mage, cast haste on me, and then do that ability, and your wyvern would get haste.
Presumably, yeah. That's what it sounds like.
On your fist wyvern.
Yeah. Nice. It's cool. Yeah, no. They also, on Ninja, they added some of the tier 3 elemental ninjutsu tools. I was so glad that they didn't include Uts Semi-san in this.
Amen.
I would have
cried.
Yeah,
that would have been just too messed up, I think.
Very.
It would have been too unbalanced. And you know these guys are like obsessed with balance. Oh,
very,
my gosh.
Very.
The developers for this game are obsessed with balance.
Yeah. White Mage gets Protectra 5 and Shellra 5.
Woot! Big.
Which is nice.
That is nice.
Black Mage, you can get level 2 Ancient Magic, Quake 2, Flare 2, etc., etc. And there's, I'm not going to go over them. There's a lot of stuff in there.
You need to be really uber in this game to get these abilities, though.
Yeah, very true.
I think one merit point is like 10,000, so that's like a level.
Yeah, and you need 3 merit points to get these abilities.
Yeah, so that's a lot. You need to be up to 75 to even switch over to merits.
Very difficult. They also added some new spells. Dark Knights can get Absorb TP at level 45.
Yes.
And Bards get Raptor's Mazurka.
Yeah, I had that cast on me, but it didn't work. I don't know, because it was just after the update. I don't know if it was bugging it, but he casted it, and it said that, like, it had no effect on us.
Did you have a roll?
Huh?
Did you have a roll?
No.
From Corsair? Oh,
okay. No. I don't know. Maybe it just doesn't work within the city walls. Maybe that could be it. He casted it in the town.
It should work in town.
It didn't work for me, and it didn't work for him, so who knows?
Yeah.
I wanted to see how fast it would make you go. You know what I mean? How much?
Definitely. I had a cast on me today, actually, and it's not a huge movement. It's noticeable, but it's not like
it's enough to run away.
Yeah.
Okay, it's enough to run.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Then we got,
Paladins got hooked up again.
Paladins did get hooked up.
Again.
But they still don't have a provoke ability.
It doesn't matter, dude.
With more abilities to get hate from.
Very, yeah. I think last time I talked to Sammy, I believe she got chivalry. Or was working to get chivalry.
Nice. That's where you turn... TP. Is that where you turn TP into MP?
I believe so.
That's such an awesome ability.
Don't quote
because
me on that.
It is.
A lot of times,
okay.
A lot of times I'll be in a party and I'll have 100 TP, and I don't skill chain with anybody, and a lot of times my weapon skills don't really even do much. But I'll be running out of magic, and I would just love to turn that TP into magic. It's so nice.
Level up, dude.
Yeah, well.
You only need to get 75.
You're only halfway there?
You only need to hit the cap. Shut up! It's not like you gotta.
No! I'm almost, okay, I'm almost 61. Almost! Almost. And I'm going on vacation this week, so I won't be able to level it all, but.
Stop power leveling Eric and level up yourself. Gonna be,
yes, okay, I'll do that. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
We'll just put that on Eric and move along. Alright, so yeah, it's a new auto-translate. They added different areas to the little start menu now.
Okay.
But there's too much. The one thing I find kind of funny is they added the new, the ruins of Al-Zadal, right? They added it in, but the mission to get into that area isn't available yet.
Nice!
What? So it's like, they have the area, but you can't get to it yet.
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes. That's like taunting us with the chocobo raising.
Right. It's just these thing. The chocobo raising was supposed to be like almost the update.
Yeah.
It was a huge party update, and then they cut it and move it aside. The new equipment for the Sunbreeze Festival should have, you know, I would think, come out with the festival. But they, you know, cut it, put it aside, coming out later.
Yes. Hopefully they give us new chocobos.
Okay.
Than usual.
And actually,
you know, you can buy chocobo eggs now.
Where?
In, if you go to Rulud Gardens.
Rulud Gardens. I don't know if those are the same ones, are they?
Yeah, I think so. If you go on the left of the auction house, I actually didn't know about this till someone told me about it. There's some stairs that go down a level.
Yeah.
Where there's like the auction house manager and all that. There's a Mithra girl right there. She has 3 chocobo eggs in her bazaar. Or in her shop.
Nice.
There's 3 of them, but they're not, and there's nothing different about them.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is kind of wondering, making me wonder how, you know what kind of chocobo egg it is, or if there is even a difference. And then I also read that there's in that the Imperial Standing, fights you can do now, that one of them drops a chocobo egg.
Actually, yeah. Most of them do.
Yeah. So I'm kind of curious to see if these eggs are different at all, or.
Well, a while back they said that they're encoding DNA data in each egg.
Oh, wow.
Was this Jurassic Park now?
Yeah, sure.
We had to get some DNA samples from some mosquitoes.
Jurassic Enix or something.
Moving right along. Steak, what do you like about the new update?
I like the fact that the Paladins got hooked up. And actually, I'm proud to say that I just recently did my first Besiege.
Nice.
Congratulations. Yay!
And it was after the update. So we got one of the NMs. And
which
we
one?
Were fighting that thing. It was the Lamia. It was one of the numbered Lamias. I don't remember.
Okay. Okay.
But, I didn't die at all, I'm happy to say. We were fighting the undead. And I didn't die at all. But the Lamia was charming me, like, quite a bit. And, like, it does weird things to you.
It
like,
does.
Yeah, it charms me, and I put away my weapon. And, like, I unequipped my weapon. And she made me walk down a flight of steps, like, away from her. And then she made me walk back towards her, and like my character like jumped the wall, like jumped the corner wall. It was weird.
Yeah, it's called lag.
And there's so much lag. Yeah, there's so much lag that it's like, yeah. And you just see like I see like 5 or 6 people all at once put away their weapons when we got charmed.
Actually, when I got charmed, it unequipped everything, so I'm naked, and then it made me look like I was just punching air.
Punching air.
It was interesting. I don't know, but
I
it didn't
know.
Do anything it's, useful.
It's random, I think.
It must be.
One time it charmed me, it just made my character turn around, and I just wasn't facing her at all. But, like, we didn't actually kill her, she actually warped away, and we were on the besieged. So I was like, I didn't die. I'm like, yeah, Fusion, I didn't die, man.
I died like 8 times, and I'll get to it later. I won't start now.
The only thing I didn't do as a paladin to help with the siege was provoke. I was not provoking.
I wouldn't ever provoke anything in the siege. I would just die even more than I already do.
There are some pretty nasty AoEs that were flying around.
There are some bad ones.
I almost died one time, and I had to retreat and have someone cure me. And did you know that if you are a white mage or something, and you stand on the sidelines, you can cure people and you get credit?
Yeah.
Or that? That's awesome. I think next time I'm just going to be a white mage and just cure people and get all kinds of experience and get all kinds of imperial standing points.
Or, awesome. Definitely. Or sub-white mage so you can have your auto-refresh.
Yeah.
Well, I get auto-refresh as a paladin. You mean auto?
Regen.
Oh, okay. Weird.
Stack it with the one you can get from Sanction. There you go.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There you go.
That'd be very cool.
So, yeah, I just found out about that, too. I was wondering last time, like, how long those lasted. Mm-hmm. But I guess they last for the duration of the Sanction.
Yeah.
Actually, it starts when it hits below, I calculated this a while back, it's 4.5%.
4.5%?
Yes, of your MP.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
Very cool. Coben, what do you like about the new update?
I like... The AF.
I like everything.
Yeah, the AF. The AF is pretty cool.
I like everything.
Oh yeah, the new guns. AF is cool. I haven't seen anybody in like full AF, but I did see some Corsairs with their hats.
Have you been hanging around Alzebi and Argon though?
No, I haven't really played it that much this week.
They're everywhere.
But it's so nice to see, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Actually, I've been partying a lot this past week, and I've been in parties with them.
Nice.
Cool. So, yeah, that's pretty
very
cool.
Very cool.
And as, I think it was Eric, that might have been when we were talking about Puppet Master a few shows back, how he said that they should come out with a new controller. They do.
Yeah.
Level 40.
Woot. So.
I
the turbo
had to point that out. It's like the turbo anime. Yeah,
and they have the new attachments too.
They got new attachments. I haven't played around with it yet. I don't know if I will or not.
I still haven't found them.
Puppet Master's fun. Believe me.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It was fun for a little bit. But I don't know. Dragoon is more fun.
You keep saying that. You guys, dude, you need to start a freaking Dragoon club, okay?
A Dragoon cult.
Heck yeah.
The Cults of Dragoon.
Nice.
So.
Very cool.
Lots of really cool stuff in the update.
Definitely.
Yep.
So I guess I'll move along to my rant.
Okay, let's do Fusion's rant.
Yeah.
Okay, keep it PG-13.
I'm calming myself down.
Then breathe out.
I'm using that deep breath Dragoon Merit ability now. Just gotta... Okay.
Okay, here we go.
NMs in Besieged are ridiculously hard.
Yes, they are.
I was doing a Undead Swarm the other night. All the generals died, so we're fighting inside the Hall of Binding. Like, I could go up and, like, poke the actual Candescence. And I see this, and I'm walking around, it's like Medusa. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Except... she was the last, you know how eventually, you know, sometimes it'll come down to like, there's just one enemy left.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, where's this? There were like a little bit over 700 people in the area. Medusa, I saw people fighting her for over 45 minutes. I actually fell asleep in the middle of Besieged because it was taking so long. It took at least an hour and a half.
Oh man, for the whole Besieged or for just the whole to Besieged. Kill her?
Okay. It took so long to kill her. It
took us like 45 minutes.
And I think on your servers, when Besiege is over, do people do spam like or shout yawn?
No.
Usually they spam the warp taru.
Yeah, on my warp taru?
Yes.
The warp taru, man. Everybody loves that. The warp taru that'll warp you to areas around Juno.
I gotcha.
But like after every besieged on Bahamut, they're like yawn. I was like, this is why Square Enix puts this crap in here, because all these people are like, oh, that was too easy. But I think Square Enix they're gonna have to go back eventually and look at this, because you know like besieged, it's fun, but when it's taken hours out of a player's time,
mm-hmm.
you know that's cutting in way too much to their schedules and everything.
Uh-huh.
And another thing, after we had won the Besieged, I was still dead, so I didn't get any kind of bonus. I feel like XP or whatever.
Well, you still get your ISP.
Yeah.
I still got my ISP, but I didn't get any experience points bonus, because I was still dead. They need to go back. They need to make sure that everybody that doesn't get disconnected right before the end gets a bonus. And they need to really, really work on these NMs, because they're just ridiculously hard. Even, it's cool that they want to make the siege more challenging. Yeah. Add strategy or whatever into it. But when it takes 700 people, 45 minutes or more to kill one NM, that's getting a bit out of hand.
Mm-hmm. Medusa.
And that is my rant.
Medusa is going but to.
This could be a new segment. Fusion's rants.
Oh dear. So
I can anger myself up about some stuff.
Oh boy. It's like on this show we're gonna talk about Fusion's rant with Tonberries rather. Yes. Tonberries. All right.
And of course, Johnny McNoob.
Johnny McNoob,
we're definitely going to start that up. Actually, we have a great site for you. We got in our email. We'll go over that a little later.
Awesome.
For you new people.
All right, our next part of the show here is the in-game stuff. The in-game stuff. We'll start with our guest, Pokin. What have you been doing, man, in-game?
I've been trying to find a party. Haven't had any chance.
I feel ya.
Yeah. Usually I make my parties, but haven't felt like it. Today, I got Shiva and Ifrit.
Nice.
Level 20 Prime Bites.
Cool.
Oh, you fought them by yourself?
Yeah.
How were those?
Easy.
Really?
Are they really?
Well, it's kind of luck-based. If you know what you're doing, it's easy.
Yeah.
You can be any job doing those, right?
No, only summoner.
You have to be summoner.
Brutal.
Yeah. And I tried Garuda, but I failed miserably.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, Garuda nice. Owns you.
Little did Coben realize it was Wednesday. And,
exactly.
The 2 hour did about 5 million damage to him.
Only now in this late hour.
The end of Ice Day.
Okay.
And
I've done that before.
Yeah, and the 2 hour wasn't doing as much damage as it should, so I lost.
Yeah. And it's kind of a luck with those.
Yes.
Either it sucks or you get wiped.
Exactly.
Good.
Very cool.
Awesome. Anything else you've been doing, dude? Just doing Summoner?
Summoner, level up my Thief and my Bard. That's it.
Nice.
Bard, huh?
What level is your Bard?
12.
Nice.
I
haven't experienced the new
I think
stuff,
my yeah. Bard is 20. Ha!
Mine's like 35, so double ha.
I bow to you.
Yeah, I think right after the update came out, I'm like, cool, Rapture Mizurk, I'm gonna get it, and then I'm like, eh.
You're like, meh, 12% increase, that ain't bad, really.
Well, I actually never knew how much it increased.
I think it's 12%.
It sounded cool.
Raptor Marzuka, you're thinking, yeah, this is gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I've been leveling Dragoon a lot this week. I got it to 65 just like about an hour ago.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you. And let's see, what was it? 2 nights ago I got Sky.
Woo.
A lot of people don't have it, they're like, it's so hard. It's not hard to get to at all. If you have a good group of people, you could do it in a couple days, no problem.
Yes.
Well, all you need is some high level help.
Well, the catch is you need to be rank 6.
Right.
So you gotta get rank 6 before you can even start the Xylarch stuff, and you have to have most of that done before you can get.
And you know what, though? A majority of the. The cutscene when you actually get Sky is mission 13, and there's only 3 or 4 of those missions in there between 1 and 13 that are actually, like, fights. A majority of it is cutscenes.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
There's this one where you gotta fight Tonberries in the temple. That's your first fight. That's like 4. And then 5, you have to go around all over Vanadil to get these headstones or whatever. Some of those have NMs that pop with them. And then ZM6, you have to fight some ants. 8 is the Kamnot fight, and then 12 you have to fight a Pot NM, and those are the only fights to get up the Sky, and they're pretty easy.
Okay. Cool.
Awesome. I mean, all the rest is just cutscenes. But once you get up the sky, it is really, really cool up there.
Cool.
Up there in your little throne.
I think
the sky.
I believe it was Eric how he was saying, you know, the Otter Gaon areas are just so beautiful. Sky is very, very well done.
Really?
It is. There's the first thing me and my friends that got it. We walked in, and the first area in the sky when you enter, it's just like a small room, and it's like a transparent floor, so you just like see like sky beneath you. And as you walk across, there's like little trails of where your footprints were.
Nice.
Cool. Like it sounds kind of cheesy.
Now you make me want to get sky.
It sounds really cheesy, but we walked in there, and everyone's like, "Oh my god, look at the floor! That's so cool!"
Wow.
It was.
I'm gonna have to actually get rank 6 and get started on those.
Definitely,
I have a level 60 paladin, and you only need to be level 50 to do the rank 6 stuff.
Right.
But I don't want to go back and buy all new gear for my paladin. So I'm leveling my white mage is like 46.
Yeah.
And I'm leveling my white mage up to where I can do it with a white mage.
Definitely.
Well, for rank 6, I think the Fae Yin one's the only level cap one. The Dark Lord's uncapped.
Dark Lord's
uncapped. Well, yeah, I know, but I need to one with
but Paladin is good though for 5-1 now.
Yeah, because of the seal.
Because the skeletons, yeah.
Ooh.
Just, you know, bite your lip, get the gear, sell it back after you do it.
Alright, fine, I'm gonna do it. But as soon as I get back from vacation, I'm getting rank 6. Rawr!
Right. Awesome.
We'll keep reminding you about that.
Yes, please do.
And then, yeah, I just, like I said, I got...
I will be Uber one of these days. You mark my words.
I'm more Uber than you are right now, man. Come on.
When we first met, I was more Uber than you.
Okay? Yeah, but now I'm like 5 levels ahead of you.
Okay, son, listen to me now.
And I'm a dragoon. Like, you can get parties so much easier than me.
That's true.
Exactly. True.
I'm a helper, okay? What can I say?
Yeah. Eric needs to stop being so demanding.
It's not just Eric. It's everybody.
Everybody in Fat Chocobo, give Steak a break, let him level up. And then he can help you even more.
After he point levels me.
Word, you keep saying that, like, they point level me. I'm like, I'm in Otter Gaon and I'm leveling my character, and someone's like, can you power level me? Okay, I'm on my way.
Nice. Very cool.
And tomorrow, what can I say? I just give.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I'm a giver.
Yeah. I was up till probably 2 a.m. last night leveling. I was trying to get 65. We're doing my Link Shell is doing a Dynamis run tomorrow.
Sweet.
So that'll be interesting. I'll probably de-level to like 50.
Take notes, because we're going to ask you lots of questions.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Like what it looks like. We're going to want screenshots and everything.
Oh, I'll hook you up, don't worry.
Sweet. Awesome. So we can look forward to that. We can see what Dynamis looks like. I've seen screenshots before. It's really cool looking. It's really awesome looking.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Looking forward to that. So, good stuff. All right. Any other in-game stuff? Anybody?
That's pretty much
I just went over that I went through my first Besiege, but other than that, I haven't been doing anything. Besiege was awesome, though. And if you ever have a chance...
Good times.
If you ever had a chance to do it, it's really easy. All you have to do is be in... Al-Zabi when it starts, and it just puts you somewhere.
And eventually, you'll probably lag out.
I never lagged out.
I have lagged out a few times, and it was always right before the besiege ended, so I would log back in and get none of the bonuses.
Bummage. Bummage.
Definitely.
Well, that's all the in-game stuff I've got. So.
Cool. Good stuff.
All right, I guess that takes us to the emails.
Email.
Cool. Awesome.
All right, our first email comes from Sabant of Blank Server, or Odin, there it is, I found it. He's talking about how he's extremely rare, the only one on his server, in fact, level 75 Ranger Samurai.
Okay.
Wow.
He says, ninjas hate me, paladins have a rough time getting hate, and they have to often cover me, and I get a lot of grief for not having a ninja sub, because, you know, he can pull and take damage. And he makes a very, very good point how we've talked about, well, ninja subs are good for shadows when pulling. pulling is like a secondary function of a ranger. He actually he quotes Wolverine in here.
Oh,
I am the best. I am the best there is at what I do, and I do damage.
Word.
Right. Word. So awesome.
It's a very good point.
Quote people's Wolverine.
Like, well, I'm polling. So, well, what is your main job supposed to do? Focus on that, not like, ooh, I can get shat. No. If you're a ranger, be like, okay,
shadows.
Cool. I'm gonna shoot arrows and dish out an insane amount of
and
damage. Not
shoot
like
guns.
Yeah, it's not like I'm gonna shoot this guy, cast shadows, and then run away like a little sissy girl to my party so they can kill it. No, you want to dish out damage.
Or
that's how you do it. Very cool.
See, I'm not a polar. I'm a ranger.
Exactly. Of course.
Don't let them give you no.
Unfortunately,
lip.
You know.
They don't give me no lip, noob.
Yes.
Right too.
Very.
Thanks for that. We were really looking for someone to back us up on that.
Cool. Bad ninja subs. Don't like
bad ninja sub.
The bad ninja sub. Slapping on the wrist. Moving right along.
I like subbing it for Thief.
Thief, it makes a little more sense with.
Dual wielding small swords gives you +2 dexterity each sword, +4 max.
Right.
I rule.
You go,
very
boy.
Cool.
Whoop, whoop.
All right. our next COVID. Email comes from Caitlin. On Kujata.
Yay! Kujata!
She joined Fat Shoker, though.
She did?
Did she? I thought she should.
She should. I don't... Yeah. I didn't give her a link for...
We'll see if we can hook her up if she wants in. She
definitely.
Says, first off, I love your podcast. Thank you.
We love our podcast, too.
I think one of the great things about it is that you guys actually admit to not knowing things. And aren't all know-it-all 75s. Not to say that Sammy
exactly.
is a know-it-all. She's very informative.
She's very informative, and she asks questions, too. We're all learning here, okay?
It's learning experience.
It
that's
is.
That's right. It's all
she
learning.
Said, yeah, I save the podcast until a slow day at work, and they keep me very entertained. Keep up the awesome work. Yeah.
Tell the boss it's Pet Food Alpha time!
And then if he wants to sponsor us at the Pro Bowl or something.
Awesome.
And then she also sends us a lot of cool links. There's the Vonadil clock. There's a skill chain calculator plugin for Firefox, which is really cool.
We should put it up on the forums.
We'll do it in the
show personally notes, right? Downloaded the Vonadil clock, and it's pretty sweet.
It's pretty nifty.
For Firefox, yeah, it's good.
Nice.
It's good.
Very cool. Oh, yeah, I just read it right here. She also wants to know if she can join the Linkshell community.
Dude, we're all...
Yeah.
Consider yourself hooked up.
Totally.
Consider yourself hooked up.
Very cool. So
thanks
for that
email.
And thank you for the links. It's some very, very cool stuff.
Yes, you are the man person.
There's also another email she sent us that has another link that I found really cool. For some of you may have heard of it, Campsite Taru.
I love that site.
It's pretty cool. It's a breakdown of how to level up, basically. It tells
yeah.
you, at, you know, this level range, camp here, kill this. You know, it's very cool. I'm going to, when we get the Johnny McNoob stuff started, I'll probably use a lot of that along with, of my own knowledge. Of
that's really awesome
news.
Because a lot of people ask you where to level.
Definitely.
Does it go over anything like Ottergon related or no?
Yeah.
It does, yeah. It has all the new areas in it.
So see,
that's just
a fantastic thing. Thank
it
you
is.
Very
it
much.
And I was looking at it. Most of it's pretty good. So, I mean,
I'm
going to
personally use it.
I'm going to
personally use it and check that stuff out.
Very cool. So yeah, thank you again, Caitlin, for that very cool little tidbit.
We
one
love
comment
you.
About the
thank you.
Oh, we got a comment.
One comment about the site, Taro. It tells you about a raptor's camp in the new areas.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it, because they take forever to kill and have high evasion.
Yeah,
so.
The best thing I've found personally for the new areas is chaining your butt off.
Yes.
Chaining.
It goes very quick. I was getting around 6k an hour.
That's really good.
Or even more than that on occasion. We got, you know, roughly 100 XP a minute.
You know what's really weird is that in the new areas, you get all this EXP bonus, and you can chain, and you can chain. Okay, but when I was looking for a party for over the weekend, everybody was like, okay, you want to come to a party? And I'm like, sure, where are we leveling? And they're like, Bibiki Bay. I'm like, what?
Why?
Where's your sense of adventure, lad?
Nice.
It's like, seriously, like, okay, where are we leveling? Where are we leveling? Let's go to Anzozo. No!
Well, remember, some people don't have expansion.
Right. No excuses.
And you know what
I've
noticed?
White mages.
Especially around level 60, people tend to like their AF more than they should.
Yeah.
I was partying with a samurai the other day. He had all his... You could tell he was rich. He had a lot of a lot of good stuff in his bazaar. So you know he had some change floating around. I just wanted to go up to him and be like, for God's sakes, man, put on a hobby.
What are you doing, man?
As soon as we got out to the camp, though, he actually put on a hobby. So,
You got to admit, the samurai armor.
It does look cool.
Really cool.
It's cool.
It is cool.
But a lot of people, they tend to rely on their AF too much. You need to.
Well, Paladin, you can use it.
Paladin AF,
game.
Yeah, Paladin AF is good. But if there's some sets for, you got to think what you want out of your job. If you want strength or accuracy or whatever, and then like the Dragoon set, it has some stuff. It's like okay, Wyvern, HP plus 10%, blah blah blah. But you got to think how much is your Wyvern getting hit, or and all this stuff.
Yeah,
and, the AF looks cool, but there's got to be a point in time. You can wear it around in town, show off to the noobs, because they love the AF.
I saw a paladin in a hobby the other day. I was like, huh?
Those are for the, they've been doing, they up their attack for the merit point parties. I think, I believe Sammy Grace was hobbying it up.
Really?
With her paladin ninja, to get merit points.
Loots.
But yeah, definitely, evaluate your job, see what you need, and get it.
Yeah, don't go by the look, go by the stats.
Definitely.
I know it might look like a regular Subligar, but look at the stats, people!
No, don't wear Subligar.
It's an eyesore.
You can wear all the good equipment,
but
if it's a
Subligar... Put some pants on, lad.
For God's sakes, man, put on some pants.
No, seriously, like in the level 30-ish, like in around there, 20, is it 25? There's
a
Republican
Subligar?
Yeah, there's one that's really awesome, and
it gives you
good stats.
Plus 5 attack, plus 5 ranged attack.
See, this is why I have you, Coben. Yes. You know every little stat. I love it!
Yes.
But yeah, it's like Subligar action in the jungle, and you're like, oh, this is just bad, but it gives you really good stats. So don't go by the looks.
Go by the looks if you're a Galka. If you're a Galka and you're wearing Subligar, you need to rethink your life.
I think Elven looks even worse than Galka in Subligar. It's just bad.
Yeah, but Galkas are huge.
It's just bad.
Can you imagine some hot, sweaty Galka and like Speedo coming up to you in the jungle? I don't want to think about that.
Then why are you saying it?
Okay, we're going to get off. Well,
I don't
want to
think
about
it now.
Galka in a Subligar just makes me lose my appetite. Okay. Good deal. All right. So, that's awesome.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Very cool.
All right. Any more emails?
That's pretty much about it. And I have a small request for you. For those of you who write emails, we get emails that are very, very long. And I try to summarize them as best as I can. And sometimes it becomes quite a task, especially when when we get to the part of the show when I have to read them and I have to say, okay, which information was I going to pick out from this? So try and keep them a little shorter. That would be appreciated.
We do read all of the emails in their entirety, but in order to put them on the show, we have to pick and choose what little bits of information we're going to do. So you can write us long emails, but if you want us to read them on the show.
Definitely. Definitely.
But we love your input. We love,
We actually got more iTunes reviews.
Yes, I did see that. That's awesome. So
very, very cool.
Thank you very much, guys. We really appreciate you coming out there and putting the reviews up on iTunes. If you haven't already, check it out. And, you're the man. Go out and give us a rating on iTunes.
Yeah. Sweet.
Totally. And our email address, in case you didn't know, is petfoodalpha@gmail.com.
Hit us up with those shorter emails.
Shorter Jeez. Emails. Or long emails. I'll read it at work.
Yeah, we'll read it eventually.
We'll get to it.
We'll make a book of emails.
Ask us your questions. You know?
Indeed. Yeah.
Also on the forums on BeTheGamer.com, we've got a forum dedicated to show ideas, things like that.
Hit us up there. Where you can check out me with the fireworks.
And you in Dynamis. Or whatever.
Soon.
Yes. So cool. You can check us out at BeTheGamer.com for all your Pet Food Alpha needs. Also, if you didn't know, we have the show going up on Sundays on BeTheGamer.com. Or no, it's Saturdays, isn't it?
It is a Saturday, yes.
Saturdays.
So far.
I don't even know what day it is. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Okay, the show goes up on Saturdays, and then on Mondays it goes up on iTunes. So if you can't wait, you can go over to BeTheGamer.com and download it there. And then download it on iTunes later.
So, yeah. Actually, I like iTunes.
I do,
you know,
too.
You just click subscribe and it downloads everything automatically.
Yep, you just open iTunes and it goes, hey, there's a new episode of Pet Food Alpha.
Open up iTunes, like, ooh, what do I have today?
Exactly. What do we have today? It's like having a butler, sort of.
Right.
Kind of. Well, not really.
It's a mystery basket. The goodies.
Goodies. All right, well, that's all the time we've got this week. Thank you very much for joining us. We always appreciate your input.
Definitely. We're so looking for ideas for segments and stuff. If, you know, the Johnny McNoob stuff, let us know what you guys want to know about starting up the game or whatnot.
Yes, if you're new, don't hesitate. If you're new to the game, don't hesitate.
Send us an email. It's okay to be a noob.
We will answer all of your questions, somewhere. No matter how meek they may seem. You know. Because, you know, we do that.
Because we do, man.
Alright, well, thanks again for listening. That's all the time we've got. I'd like to thank Coben for being our special guest today.
Our special Dragoon guest.
Yes, that
was my honor.
The honor was ours. Alright, thanks a lot. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.